and cleanse us, and he will then send us forth to preach repentance unto others, even into the world. God bless you now.
God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
I'm trying to tell us this morning, praise God, if we have not the life of Jesus Christ in our life, we are spiritually dead. Second thing we find about a person who is spiritually dead is a person who does not have the Spirit of Christ. Praise God. They are spiritually dead. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 9 says, "But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." I'm trying to tell us something today. And you know something, Deacon Robinson? You can tell a person who has the Spirit of Christ on the inside of them. We touched on it a little bit in Sunday school this morning. You see, if you got a person who has the Spirit of Christ on the inside of them, is a person that's not going to mind asking for forgiveness. Praise God. A person who has the Spirit of Christ on the inside of them is a person that's going to show some love. Praise God. A person who has the Spirit of Christ on the inside of them is going to, a person that's going to exhibit peace. Praise God. All things could be breaking out around them, but because they have the Spirit of Christ on the inside of them, man, they are so at peace. It's almost like a hog in slop. Amen. Praise God. And that's the way we feel this morning. Praise God. I know what the newsman said about the weather was going to do that, but praise God, let me tell you something. I wasn't going to sit home and have a pity party. Praise God. When you got the Spirit of Christ on the inside of you, you're not going to forsake the assembling of the saints together. Praise God. So what I'm trying to tell us, praise God, when one has not the Spirit of Christ on the inside of them, they are spiritually dead. Another thing, praise God, a person who lives in sin is spiritually dead and is lost. Amen. You see, a lost person is cut off from the spiritual life and power that we find in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let me let that sink in for just 1 minute. Amen. You can bring somebody to church that don't know anything about God. I'm not ready to start preaching yet now. Praise God. They don't know anything about God, but you bring them. Praise God. Keep on bringing them. Keep on bringing them. Keep on bringing them. Praise God. And they keep on telling you, you know, I really didn't get nothing out of that. Man, people could be shouting all around them. Praise God. The word could be going forth. The choir can be singing. The musicians can be playing. And they just say that, well, I'm just not getting. You got to realize that that person, praise God, that person is spiritually dead because the Spirit of the Lord is not on the inside of them. Praise God. They are still in their ways. Amen. But don't stop bringing them. Continue to bring them, praise God, so that maybe one day, praise God, that spirit man on the inside of them will wake up, praise God, and nudge them to the point where they'll know that they have to give their life to Jesus Christ. That was a story, praise God, and this is a true story. This is not one of those once upon a time thing. Praise God, that was a story. That was a preacher, praise God, by the name of Reverend R.G. Lee, and he pastored First Baptist Church there in New Orleans. And praise God, he preached a sermon that was entitled Payday Someday. I want you to keep that in your mind. Payday Someday. And in this sermon, he tells about a man who identified himself as the chief of the kangaroo court. Praise God. And this man would call Pastor Lee, praise God, and tell Pastor Lee, praise God, that all that stuff, praise God, that you are preaching about is nonsense. He would call and say that God does not exist, praise God. And he would tell Pastor Lee all that stuff that you describe as sin is nothing but good living. And this man would call Pastor Lee. He would call him in the mornings. He would call him at noonday. He would call him in the afternoons, and he would even call him sometime at night. Praise God. He would call the church and Pastor Lee's home, taunting and ridiculing him about his idea of sin and the judgment and God according to this life. But one day, amen, somebody say to your neighbor, say, one day. One day, Pastor Lee received a phone call from Charity Hospital, the hospital in which I was born in, praise God. And the hospital official said that there was a man who said that he is the chief of the kangaroo court, praise God. And this man was about to die. Praise God. I want you to listen at this. Praise God. Pastor Lee rushed over to the hospital and was led to this man, praise God, whom he had talked to on the phone. Upon being introduced to Pastor Lee, praise God, the man said, that's why I had to shout when Deacon Robinson said what he said this morning about counterfeit. Praise God. When the man, Pastor Lee walked over to the man, and the man said, the devil pays off all right, but he pays in counterfeit money. He said it again. He says he pays in counterfeit money. Praise God. These were the last words that he said before he went on to meet the same God that he had scoffed all of those days. Praise God. He lived long enough to give credit, praise God, to what the scripture tells us and plainly teaches us. In Romans chapter 6, verse 3, just the A clause, praise God, that the wages of sin is death, praise God, and he was lost forever. He was spiritually dead. Yeah. Praise God, he was lost. Yeah. And any person who does not know Jesus Christ, praise God, as their personal Savior, they are spiritually dead. But secondly, praise God, what it means to be lost, it means to be helplessly enslaved. Helplessly enslaved. Look at what verse 1 says in its totality. It says, not only it says, and you has he quickened who were dead, but it says, and you has he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. You see, sin separates man from God. Sin enslaves man. Man without Christ Jesus is enslaved by sin in four different ways. First of all, he is enslaved by the spirit of the age. Let's look at verse 1 and 2. Praise God. It says, who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world. Praise God. Now I want you to think of the things that characterize the spirit of our age. I'm talking about the ways of this world. I need not have to tell you. Praise God. You look at the things of this world, one you find is greed. One you find is lust. One you find is pride. One you find is selfishness. Next thing you find is unrestricted, unrestrained, undisciplined actions. Praise God. I don't know how many of y'all turned your computers on yesterday, but I had an opportunity to turn my computer on yesterday because I was just going through to look for some things. And if your computer is like mine, praise God, there's a little cap, mine pops where there's some Facebook stuff in the right corner of the computer. Praise God. Well, that were two things that popped up. And I said, what is this? And it was the very headline on that absolute Facebook entry was said that woman teacher, praise God, sentenced to life, praise God, for having sex, amen, praise God, with children at school. How many of y'all saw that? Praise God. This lady had taught school out in Arizona for 20 years, and 20 years she was molesting these little kids, and this was a woman, praise God, and she has gotten life because of what she did. I'm talking about the unrestrained, praise God, the undisciplined actions. And we need not talk about the senseless killings that we see going on, praise God. Those folks are helplessly enslaved by sin. Yes, sir. Amen. Secondly, they're enslaved by the power of Satan. Look what verse 2 says. It says, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. You see, the people of Paul, they believed that the air was filled with evil spirits, and these spirits were ruled by the prince of the power of the air. Now, everybody in here, praise God, you're a Bible reader. You know who is the prince of the power of the air. We are talking about nobody other than the devil himself. You see, in our day, we have relegated the devil to cartoons and caricatures. Yeah. Amen. I was sitting down and I was looking at this. I said, you know, how many of y'all remember Flip Wilson? Come on, I know some of these young folk don't know who he is. But most of these old folks know who Flip Wilson was, and y'all know who Geraldine was. But praise God. And Flip Wilson used to have a little thing when something went wrong. He said that the devil made me do it. So see, we have relegated the devil down to something to be a cartoon. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah. But let me tell you something. The devil is real. Amen. The devil is still loose, and the devil is still seeking whom he may devour. Praise God. You don't think that the devil is loose and doing his thing. I want you to read the B clause, praise God, in Revelations 12:12. Would you put that on the board, praise God? If you go back home, just go back and read the 12th chapter of Revelation, praise God, and you'll get the whole story, praise God. But it says, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knows that he has what? But a short time. In other words, Satan is directing, praise God, the spirit of this age. Amen. And I'm trying to tell us today, praise God, those who still being manipulated, those who are still being influenced, praise God, by the devil, praise God, they are lost, praise God, because they are entrapped. They're helplessly enslaved by this thing called sin. You see, man was never created, amen, to be evil or to even do evil. Somebody look at me, pastor, folks look at me like I was crazy when I said that. Praise God. You see, after man was created on the sixth day, let me tell you what the Bible said about him in Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. Genesis chapter 1, verse 31 says that, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was good. So man was not made, was not created to be evil. Praise God. Praise God. But you know what happened is that man who has free will, Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you have free will. A man has chosen, praise God, to follow the evil ways of Satan. And when Satan tries to influence the spirit of a man, praise God, to rise,